Welcome back, everyone. Thunder Warrior here. And last time, we were just getting through all the various cutscenes in the tutorial. And then in the meantime, basically kind of read up on the like different abilities, got through all the dialogues that you had to read through. So right now we're in the preparation of, we're basically preparing ourselves to clear Nurgle's filth from the sector of the galaxy. So we're taking it a bit slow this time around. But yeah, right now we just want to advance time here, so we can do our research and let some of our wounded brothers recover from their last mission. Okay.
Commander, our prognosticators have detected this bloom in three separate systems. We should examine one of them.
Alright. Well, no.
I have identified this planet as a mission location to combat the bloom. Let us examine further.
Alright, let's do it.
From here, you can see some details for this mission, including the resources that Titan's Armory will make available to us if we are successful.
We get servitors to work on the ship and clear out some corruption. That's good. Okay. Mutation level low, warp surge risk 20% per turn. Resistance bonus causes affliction, unknown meaning of chaos. Yeah, let's travel over here. Then by the time we get there, our apothecary should recover. Alright, we'll start a new project on that. Alright, so if we do this, we should be able to get more servitors, and once we get more servitors, that should increase our manpower to fix more stuff, so let's do that. Okay. Let's continue on our travel here. Start the mission here. Yeah, but I basically want to go pretty heavy on grenades in the beginning here to clear out like pockets of enemies pretty easily. So yeah, should be all set here. Basically want to focus on leveling these four guys up.
Psychic disturbances here echo those I encountered on Koromar.
The Hive cities are abandoned, but there is life below. Brothers, seek out any corruption and purge it.
Alright. Let's see what we got here. Alright, looks like to be a smaller level.
Unleash me! With haste.
Here. Moving out. Foes are near. Be wary, my brothers.
They are over there. That means we should be safe to move all the way back.
Taking position. Moving out. Taking position.
With me, my brothers!
I want to keep the squad together. Okay.
Onward, brothers.
Yeah, let's get what we got
May
here.
May the powers protect us!
These heretics will suffer the ultimate punishment!
Let's use one of our grenades here, dude. Can we get both here? He's hunkering now. Let's see if we can destroy some cover here.
With me, my brothers!
What is your will?
I want to bring him over here.
Aye, sir.
Keep him in cover. In fact, I used all the active ones. No, that's not. I guess it could fire? Fortunately, I destroyed my cover too with that.
You have been judged.
We'll move him up here. Yes. The next turn, we'll kind of close it with melee.
Loading grenade. Here should be able to fire at both of them.
Yes, sir.
Fire at this one to see if we can get him off over one.
Need ammo.
I have a load of hit. And we'll bring him up here too.
Yes, sir.
Or this one here. I can.
Opening fire.
Purge.
complete.
I keep him in cover for now. Alright, that frees us here.
Destroy! We slay the darkness.
Alright. Put him over here. Destroy. Cover.
The tainted. We have purified this place.
We'll just keep him
here.
What is your will?
Can I get him over there?
Yes, come on.
Bring him. Heal him back up. Yeah.
My wrath is restored, brother.
And one to turn here. Let that explode. Okay. Is there anything else here we gotta do? Or do we gotta go through the door here? Okay.
On my way.
Ow.
My armor remains a fortress!
Unleash me. Let the hunt continue. Yes, Commander.
Powers protect us.
Prepare to engage.
Hold on.
as ordered.
Moving swiftly.
Not doing this as good as I can here, but one, two,
three. Which ones?
Then no. Let's do that.
I am his will.
The wicked duels cannot stop you.
Standing ready.
Wait a second. I can teleport here.
With the lucky. For the golden throne.
Okay. Doesn't seem like I'm going to be able to get that in range. Alright, let's just keep this cover here. Then, well, burn through all my action points.
Die, die, die!
Oh, come on.
My blade is yours. In an instant! As on.
Good work, Commander.
Alright, so that could have gone way better. Yeah, my freaking heavy flamer dude here is all jacked up. I'm taking 23 days. Okay. Let's promote him. Alright, I'll probably... Nice range depth. Super quick. Okay, I'm probably... Here, I'll skip this part where I kind of read through all this here real quick. Alright, I'm done upgrading them all. Basically, I just gave him more healing abilities. This guy kind of upgraded the teleport. Is the teleport ability. This guy, I'm making him basically shoot more often once I eventually kind of swap him out with a different gun. Because, like, later on, there's gonna be a new class that's more suited for the heavy flamer. Okay. Alright, what do we want to do here? Still some taint here. Can I kill it? Or I can head over here. Take this opportunity to try to upgrade my guys as much as possible.
We cannot afford to sit on our hands while the bloom spreads unchallenged.
Okay, well, I'm working it.
Commander.
Can I even launch this mission, or is this planet now kind of boned? Okay. That's good to know. Alright, in that case, we'll probably just want to chill out here in the center. Then we'll advance time here.
This Poxwalker was one of the Imperial Faithful, afflicted with a strain of mutagenic virus. There is no doubt we are dealing with the work of the plague god Nurgle. This must be the bloom whispered of in those astropathic fragments. Within the carcass, I found a germ of some ancient power corrupted with a foul psychic resonance. This seed is used to spread the virus. Of that I am certain, but it arrived to me damaged, and there is little else I can learn from it. In order to study how we might fight this plague, I must acquire one of these seeds completely intact. I can instruct your brothers on how to extract these specimens properly. Please ensure they pay attention. The Emperor loathes indolence. Let's not disappoint him.
All right, that's probably gonna be the next thing.
This is Inquisitor Kartha Vakir of the Ordo Malleus. I am alumnus of Evixia Danica. Access code, Clarion Magenta, 11-17-21. I require immediate response from Titan.
This is Grandmaster Vardan Kai responding, Inquisitor. This act borders on heresy. The screams of the astropaths you burned already reverberate through the warp. It is fortunate for you that I am prosecuting a campaign in the nearby Chimera system. I suggest you explain yourself, and quickly.
Grandmaster, I have commandeered the Baleful Edict. we face...
You have seized a Grey Knight strike cruiser.
As is my right. I have foreseen dire omens for this sector. Already Nurgle's poxwalkers roam free.
Oh, indeed. I'm surprised an agent of your pedigree is not equipped to deal with such lesser threats of chaos. Agravain, perhaps you can clear up this nonsense for me.
My lord, he fell in battle during our last campaign against the Cadium cult. We had been returning to Titan for repairs when this Inquisitor intervened.
Ah, Brother Ektar, that is sorry news. I trust then that you have appointed one of our brothers to act in his stead. Well, speak up then, Commander. What say you to this Inquisitor's story? Intriguing. However, the galaxy is full of unsolved mysteries.
I am confident these poxwalkers are the symptom of a much greater cancer. I only need a little time to conduct further research.
Very well. I am not in the habit of second-guessing those under my command. That is, until given a good reason. I will leave the baleful edict in your care.
You have my thanks, Grandmaster. But there is yet another reason I desire to speak with you. As steward of the Armory of Titan, I had hoped you could release further assistance.
Don't thank me yet. I will give you 60 Tertaean solar days to prove this threat warrants the deployment of an entire strike force. Battle-worn as it is, Strike Force Xiphos could be put to good use in several campaigns across the galaxy. Any further requisition from my arsenal will have to be earned.
But I... Typical.
After each Grand Master's report, you can spend your requisition to unlock and upgrade armor slots.
Okay.
The resource slot gives you access to the new knight reinforcements, servitors, grimoires, and other resources at the end of a mission.
Okay.
You can only unlock or upgrade each slot once per report. Slot upgrades increase your chance of accessing more and better equipment and resources.
Okay, let's see what we got here. Okay. Alright, let's go with war gear, because we're going to be using the equipment. Yeah, we'll be using the equipments like the grenades more often here in the beginning. What else can we do here? Okay, I see what's going on. So, we need requisition. Okay. Save this for later, because it looks like it clears corruption in the system, so that might come or handy later on. So we'll go with this one here. Alright. What is the status of my ship? Oh, yeah, that's not very nice. Alright. Oh shit, that is very useful. 50% extra XP. I believe it also helps them get back into the field more quicker. So, you want to definitely upgrade that. Sure. 24 days in progress. What's this? No, let's get... Let's fix this up first, and then we'll do the meditation, and then the apothecarian. And can I upgrade multiple sections, or is it just one at a time? Okay, we need more servitors. Can I upgrade this? No. Cannot. Okay, that's done with all the talking here. Let's see what we want to do. Oh, shit, that did not take that long. Is the time running in the background? No, it says it's in progress. What the fuck? Okay, it's advanced time here.